You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Courtney R. Snowden, the Deputy Mayor for Greater Economic Opportunity in Washington, D.C., where she focuses on rebuilding and revitalizing overlooked and undeserved communities, building a world-class workforce system, and growing vibrant small businesses in the nation's capital. Courtney, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Honored to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
And you're most welcome. So, Ms. Snowden, could you please tell us what being the deputy mayor of probably the most important city within the U.S. entails on a day-to-day basis?
Well, thank you. You know, I definitely think it's the most important or one of the most important cities, but we hear that we're also the coolest city, which we're very excited about as well. The district has a wonderful history and in the last decade or so, we have seen unprecedented economic development and prosperity sweep through our city in a pretty remarkable way. And the mayor recognized as she was running for mayor and as a city council person prior to that, that we really needed to focus our energy on rebuilding and revitalizing overlooked and underserved communities with a focus on growing our people. And so every day I am charged with looking at neighborhoods that for too long have been locked out and left out and think about ways that we can help our residents access economic prosperity through job training and workforce development, but importantly through growing small businesses. And so that's what we're focused on, figuring out how to solve major challenges for businesses and helping them to grow and prosper. So that means thinking about capital and how we help them access it, or thinking about technical assistance that we can make available to businesses so they can grow, thrive, and ultimately hire district residents.
Now, you have a unique background in politics, technology, and business. Can you tell us what entrepreneurial skills you took to various organizations that you've worked for and the impact those skills have made for you?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, it's interesting. The thing that I think is true about all entrepreneurs is they are not risk averse. They will jump in and take a risk. And I think that's something that I've brought to every job and position I've ever had. Uniquely, the corporate world is fast-paced, focused on the bottom line, although also focused usually on helping to provide an important service or good that people need. Government is unique in that it's not driven by bottom line in terms of money. It's driven by a bottom line in terms of serving people and getting services to a city. And so what I've been able to bring from all of my positions, both in the government and most importantly, the most important entrepreneurial skill I have, I think, is that of innovation and really focusing on how we can quickly and intelligently charge through intractable problems and solve them. That's what entrepreneurs do.
Now, also working in government is not the same as working in private business, obviously. However, the government is arguably one of the largest businesses. What changes have you made to the D.C. government since you took office, and what's been the impact of those changes?
I like to think of myself as a disruptive innovator. I came into government with a lot of tech experience, as you mentioned, and a lot of experience in corporate America, and really recognized a need to bring some of that sensibility to government. One of the things that I'm most proud of is that we've really been able to bust through silos and force agencies to work together and align government resources and money to be able to perform better for district residents. One such example is a program that we launched last year called the Aspire to Entrepreneurship Program, actually 2 years ago now. The Aspire to Entrepreneurship Program is a program focused on helping returning citizens, those who are coming back from prison, start their own businesses and grow businesses. We've done three cohorts of folks, and we use two agencies to make this program happen, the Department of Employment Services, which is focused on getting our residents back to work, and the Department of Small and Local Business Development, which is charged with helping to grow resident entrepreneurs and resident-owned businesses. With this program, we've been able to launch about 13 businesses that have hired about 40 people. And these are people who otherwise would not be employed in our traditional employment opportunities that exist in the District of Columbia. Columbia. So one of the things that we've been able to do that I'm really proud of is bust through the silos and force agencies that weren't working well together to work well together to improve the lives of district residents and, importantly, grow business.
And the impact there is certainly obvious today. We're joined by Courtney R. Snowden, the Deputy Mayor for Greater Economic Opportunity in Washington, D.C., here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Ms. Snowden, what broader specific advice would you give to entrepreneurs tuning in from literally all over the world?
Oh, lots of advice. My brother is also an entrepreneur. He started his own business some time ago, and so I've had the distinct pleasure of being able to support him as he grew his business in Pennsylvania and think about how to help him make payroll every 2 weeks when he has to make it. And I'll tell you the three things that I think business owners should be most focused on is, one, having a good plan, writing up a high-quality business plan and making sure you understand the business and the market that you're getting into. Two, really understanding the resources that are available to you both inside of government and outside of government. In the district, we have a number of programs that help support small business owners and those who are interested in starting their small businesses. And so I encourage business owners across the country to really look at local government to see what resources they have available to be helpful. But finally, it would be don't give up and keep your eye on the prize. Really dig down deep and learn your business. It's in most business owners, my team and I were just talking about this last night, most business owners get in business to sell a particular product or to do a particular service that means a lot to them and that they already know that they're good at. What they sometimes don't do is spend enough time learning how to run a business. And I think a lot of times business owners can prevent some failure by just getting the technical assistance that they need on the front end. And we're very excited in D.C. to have a number of technical assistance programs from Project 500, which is focused on helping businesses grow and thrive, to the Aspire to Entrepreneurship, to something called the Procurement Technical Assistance Center, which is focused on helping D.C. business owners get connected to the procurement opportunities that exist in district government and the federal government.
That's certainly some most helpful advice right there. Thanks for that. Now, you were instrumental in helping attract Uber to open a large and important new hub and resource center to an area of Washington, D.C. that could benefit from its presence. Tell us more about this and how it all came about and why this is so critically important to you professionally.
Yeah, super excited about Uber opening their Green Light Hub Partner Center and Driver Partner Center in Ward 7 in the District of Columbia. Ward 7 is a community that has been is well known as sort of an overlooked and underserved community that hasn't seen or benefited from a significant amount of new economic development. We've been talking with Uber for a couple of years about figuring out if there was some footprint that they could build in one of our overlooked and underserved communities. And we worked with Cedar Realty Trust, which is the owner of a strip mall in Ward 7 that has sort of long been forgotten, and partnered with them to help bring Uber to Ward 7. 8,200 square feet in a community that has had limited economic development that will produce 25 jobs. And importantly, provide space and bring individuals to a ward that most people don't go to unless they have to. And so in our view, this is a win-win because it breeds the type of economic development that supports residents who live in the ward. A third of the region's Uber drivers live in what we call east of the river in the District of Columbia, east of the Anacostia River, which has experienced a number of economic and social challenges. And this investment really means that we are growing economic development for the people who already live in this community. And we're really excited about it because, one, it's important that companies like Uber invest in communities that have long been forgotten because, there's great opportunity, but more importantly, they're great people, good potential employees, and great opportunity to really expand their footprints in these communities. But also, it's important that other retail partners and others who are interested in building office space and need other types of space know that these parts of our city are also open for business, and they are. And we think this partnership with Uber really can be a model for communities across the country who are struggling with how to attract the types of economic development that will make the residents in those communities proud.
Well, Ms. Snowden, it certainly has been great to have had you with us. Certainly have enjoyed your time spent with us here today. And it's awesome what you're doing there in Washington, D.C., and wishing nothing but the best and continued success. Where can listeners get further details and be in contact accordingly?
Oh, that's thank you. They can follow me on Twitter at Demgeo Snowden, DemgeoSnowden. They can check us out on our website, which is demgeo.dc.gov, demgeo.dc.gov. And of course, they can come visit us here in the greatest city on earth in Washington, D.C., and we hope they will.
Again, it's been our pleasure, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having us. It's an honor, sir.
And the honor and pleasure certainly has been ours as well. We've been speaking with Courtney R. Snowden, the Deputy Mayor for Greater Economic Opportunity in Washington, D.C., where she focuses on rebuilding and revitalizing overlooked and undeserved communities, building a world-class workforce system, and growing vibrant small businesses in the nation's capital. And for further details, visit dmgeo.dc.gov. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.